This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Donald Trump says he'll debate President Biden anywhere, anytime, any place. Trump, in a social media post, suggested the two debate at an upcoming rally in Michigan outside the courthouse in New York this weekend.
I've invited Biden to debate. He can do it anytime he wants, including tonight.
Trump's challenge comes after President Biden said in an interview with radio host Howard Stern that he would be willing to debate Trump. Secretary of State Antony Blinken meeting with Arab leaders in Saudi Arabia amid the ongoing war in Gaza. An Israeli foreign ministry official says Blinken will then visit Israel Tuesday as talks continue for a potential ceasefire and hostage release deal. Officials in Oklahoma say at least four people are dead after a weekend tornado outbreak. Two were killed when a large twister hit the small town of Holdenville, about 60 miles southeast of Oklahoma City. Governor Kevin Stitt toured several hard-hit communities Sunday, calling the devastation unbelievable. He also declared a state of emergency for a dozen counties Sunday, with reports of more than 30 tornadoes hitting the state. There were still heavy rains, damaging winds, and possible tornadoes forecast in Louisiana Monday. New Biden administration pollution regulations will make it more expensive for energy companies to keep burning coal. Jen Gelber has more.
The climate rule will require power companies to cut carbon dioxide emissions from coal power plants by 90% if they intend to operate past 2039. The EPA also issued separate regulations governing coal plants' hazardous air pollution, wastewater, and toxic ash waste.
President Biden is praising a new labor agreement between the United Auto Workers and Daimler. The UAW and the German truck manufacturer came to an agreement Saturday that avoided a strike of 7,000 workers at a North Carolina plant and some southern distribution centers. This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
President Biden signing a $95 billion supplemental aid package into law last week. It'll provide assistance for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. This came after months of debate in Congress, particularly among Republicans, on whether to provide more aid for Ukraine. Ohio Republican Senator J.D. Vance joined Fox News Sunday, saying America's stretched too thin.
A lot of the NATO countries have allowed their own industrial might to atrophy. So why are Americans subsidizing European security? We should be focused on our own problems. And that's mostly China.
Recent data indicates that inflation continues to increase. USA's John Schaefer.
According to the Commerce Department, the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index, excluding food and energy, rose by 2.8% from March 2023 to March 2024. On a monthly basis, consumer spending increased by 0.8%. Gas prices are also rising. According to AAA, the national average for a gallon of regular now $3.66. Drivers are paying 13 cents more than they were a week ago. fellow with the lowest pump prices in Mississippi.
Andrew Tate, a former kickboxer and influencer, will face trial in Romania. Tate, along with his brother Tristan, was indicted back in June on charges of human trafficking and rape. The self-proclaimed misogynist has denied the allegations. Tate has garnered billions of TikTok views and social media followers discussing the changing social dynamics between men and women. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Song is appropriate. I think that, especially on our universities, maybe they should stop for just a minute. Somebody needs to hit the pause button and think about, you know, about these things in a rational sort of way, if that's even possible. See, but this is what happens when everything leads with emotion. You know, our intellect is suspended, and we end up doing some pretty crazy things that don't make sense. I mean, look what's going on. We got about, what, 2-3 dozen universities? I mean, these are supposed to be the elite of the elite, some smart people. Even, you know, the presidents of these universities. Don't look very smart these days, Phil Hotzenpiller. I'm just saying. What do you say?
Well, you know, all of this is predictable. So what a lot of people don't know is that Qatar has been pouring money into these universities at the tune of about $15 billion. The leading one would be Columbia. They've received the most. Harvard, MIT, USC, Emory, go down the list. And Texas A&M is in the worst condition because they've been funded so well by foreign money via Qatar, Saudi Arabia, that they now own 503 patents that have been developed there, all tied to nuclear development. So this is not – that's why you're seeing Columbia so slow to do anything. You've got the tail wagging the dog because they've received blood money, bottom line.
Yeah. Yeah, and how many professors? I mean, I hear the professors that have inculcated these universities. I mean, these huge numbers. So here you have, you know, professors who are with that worldview leading our young kids, I mean, to the point that, I mean, they're happy to turn, you know, it's amazing to me, Phil. I see these young girls, you know, protesting and yelling, I'm Hamas, I'm Hamas. It's laughable to think, wait a minute, you don't want to be Hamas. Do you realize what they do, what Hamas does with women? I mean, you know, don't think that what they did to women on October the 7th there in Israel was a one-time deal. This is a worldview. This is how they feel about women in general. And I'm sure there's lots of nightmares. I've heard them myself. We've had people on the air with us, Phil, telling their story. Palestinian women, how they've been mistreated. And you, and so you think that, oh, this is only a target against Jews. They disrespect women wholesale. And you've got these young girls who have been indoctrinated on these campuses, idiotically, you know, saying, oh, from the river to the sea, and I'm Hamas. You go, no, you have no idea, knucklehead. You don't want to be Hamas. Because You go be Hamas and then watch how quickly you're raped, how quickly your breasts are cut off and kicked down the street like a soccer ball. Because that's what they do.
You know, it's exactly right. In some ways, they're right. They are Hamas because remember that all of this money is fueling scholarships. All this money is fueling loyalty. And so when they send students, they're not sending the brightest. They're sending the brightest that are radicalized.
Right.
And so those radicalized students come in, and what do? Well, they align themselves with, you know, some, let's say, innocent girl who's naive and, you know, wants to make a difference. The Columbia has been a mess since 1968. That was when the first protest came. They took over, I think, three or four buildings. They took captive, basically kidnapped several faculty members. Another one in 1984, another one in 2018. It's a disaster. I mean, it's absolute disaster. It always has been. I mean, for the last, I mean, how many years is that? 50 years? It's been a disaster.
Right. Right.
Now,
exactly.
What's really interesting is that, so Qatar, is a major funder of Muslim Brotherhood. Hamas is an offshoot. And Qatar gives $360 million a year to Hamas. Now, think of that number. You think they're really worried about losing 30,000 people in Gaza? It has nothing to do with it. It has all to do with adding the pockets of those who are trying to bring revolution.
Right. And how much money, how much U.S. money, taxpayer money, is the Biden administration funneling to Qatar, because Qatar plays both sides to the middle, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how much U.S. money is going to them? I mean, we are, it's like we're paying for our own demise here, Phil.
Well, yeah, and here's the bottom line. I mean, we're stupid, they're not. That's really what it comes down to.
Mm-hmm.
We're nice and they're not. They know exactly how to win. Now, let me give you some good news. A lot of people don't know this. Following the Revolutionary War, the effect of the French Revolution on America was so much that the French were donating millions of francs to corrupt the colleges in America. In fact, lawlessness, drunkenness, all-time high. Christians had to meet in secret on college campuses. They burned buildings, destroyed Bible. And in the words of that great historian, Kenneth Lauderette, he said it looked like Christianity was to be ushered out of society. But then, and here's the good news for everyone listening, prayer began and outbreaks of revival came, and that launched the second great awakening in America. It changed the entire culture of America. So whenever you want to get discouraged and defeated, remember God is able.
Amen. Well, time and again, and I believe this, Phil, I don't know, that God made a covenant with America. You know, the pilgrims, the early founders of this great American idea, this was a promise to them. And I believe that God's not done, and that he is, you know, he is a promise keeping God, and that he will see this through. You know, I know some people, you know, time and again, you know, proclaim the demise of America. But I, like you, like I said, I'm a but God Christian, because I always wait for that transitional phrase. But no matter how bleak it is, you know, it's kind of like in the book of Judges. They would see things according to their own eyes. After having a period of prosperity, they would abandon God. They would end up being enslaved. They would get the consequence of being without God. And then they would cry out to God. And this was a cyclical experience. And the book of Judges is so important, and is one that we need to be reminded of. Because there will be that turning. It cannot continue like this, because God is a God of life, and what's being promoted is death right now. This is anathema to God. And so there will be that time of repentance. We already see kind of, you know, bonfires of repentance taking place. But, you know, I see that there is a coming wave where these bonfires will connect and they will ignite in such a magnificent way, because that's to God's glory, right?
Amen. Yeah, and I think it's really easy to get negative and down in the bunker in these days. And I think we have to talk ourselves out of the bunker with what you just said. God is in control of this situation.
Right.
And if we don't do that, I'm telling you what, I mean, it's kind of like, man, there is so much bad stuff going on. I mean, Charlie Kirk spoke at our game last week. One thing he said, you know, we're not winning right now.
Right.
Well, that's sobering.
Right. Well, and he's exactly right. We're not winning right now, but guess what? The game ain't over, right? We still have children. We have grandkids. We have great-grandkids that are in the offing here. We have a future. that God says, hey, look, at my eye is on you. You know, I'm here to pronounce a future for you that will not hurt you. It's not to harm you, but to give you hope, right?
Amen.
And that's what we can hold on to, ladies and gentlemen, because we do serve a God who is looking out for our best interests, regardless of what may be happening in the political space, okay? That's also temporary. We've got more from Phil Hotzenfeller. Stay with us. All right.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Stirring fiber, exercising, frequent trips to the store for more laxatives and fiber. Sounds like your constipation with belly pain is a lot to manage. But if your symptoms that keep coming back are signs of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it. Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
With you, president and founder of American Faith, also senior pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California, Also, the author of this great book, It's Midnight in America, that you got to get your hands on. We've been promoting it, obviously. And, in fact, tomorrow, in the third hour, we're gonna set aside the third hour totally. And it's just Phil and me talking about It's Midnight in America. You need to get your hands on this book because this will... In so many ways, Phil, you know, I'm hearing from people, you know, friends of mine that, you know, I've sent the book to and said, look, you got to see this. There is a peace that comes upon them because they, what you have clearly presented here is what's happening in our world today. And that, again, as you said earlier, we're reminded that God's in control of all this, that it may look bleak. And we've got all this chaos and lawlessness that's going on, things you've been talking about for years, all being realized, and it's all coming, you know, as Jesus would say, to bring glory to God because of the final chapter of the book of Revelations. Are we on that road, you know, to that final chapter? Of course. Are we closer than we were there, you know, yesterday? Of course. And you will, in reading this book, get a better idea in terms of timeline of what's happening. We're not predicting dates here, but again, it's to wisen you up about the signs that are happening so that we would be prepared. This is why God gave us, I believe, it's the gift of prophecy, Phil.
Well, amen. And, you know, a lot of people are frightened. They're saying, I don't want to read about that. I want to know about that. But remember, it was always given to give us instruction and to give us comfort and to remind us that God is sovereign. So when you see that God speaks something, for example, 2,500 years ago, and it's fulfilled in your lifetime, you know, number one, if that's unique, that you don't find that in the writings of the Muslims, you don't find it in the Hindi writings, you don't find it in any other religion. It's totally unique, verifiable, historical truth in your lifetime. And if you know that God knows the end from the beginning, then you can look at your life today and say, God has my end from his beginning, and I'm secure in his hands.
Exactly. And that that gives you a lot of peace when you really, you know, you consider and meditate on that. Because, look, at all this that we're going through right now, God didn't allow this. You know, this is an eternity here, okay? What we're going through, this is all temporary. You know, Bible says 70, if you're lucky, in good health, maybe 80. You know, we're not like the early... the early Christians and believers that lived hundreds of years, you know, 70, 80 years. And, you know, and if you're a little bit stronger, maybe you get an extra year or two. But that's it. You know, it's all temporary. So all that we have left is to invest in that which is eternal. Right, Phil?
Yeah. And I think it's let's call it a two-edged sword, or let's call it two sides of the same coin. We invest heavily in making this world a better place, in raising our families, in being good, because we're co-laborers with God. We reflect the image of God, but not to the exclusion of, you know, eternity. And eternity, you know, I love the words of, I think it was William Booth. He said, we weren't made for time. We were made for eternity. So time is really a way to prepare ourselves for eternity, you know, because we're being shaped in the image of God. And we are laying up treasures here on earth for eternity. So you cannot separate the two. You want to run down both tracks, but you want to make sure that the here and the now doesn't eclipse the then and the next, you know?
Yes, exactly. You know, well this is, you know, and God understands this, Phil. And see, this is why we have the Holy Spirit with us, to guide us, you know, through this. So, you know, our recommendation, our encouragement to you is that you stay connected with the Holy Spirit. This is why Jesus came and why he had to leave, so the Holy Spirit would be here to lead us through these times. And now more than ever, Phil, I find myself, you know, seeking, you know, the Spirit in a way that I've never before. And it's all because of what we're experiencing right now. Because you have a choice that you can focus on the chaos, or you can focus on our eternal future. And that's not to say that you're so heavenly minded, you're no earthly good, because the fact of the matter is that God has us at this point in time, in the here and now, to be that difference, right?
Yeah, amen. And I haven't met anybody that's too heavenly minded. You know, I've met them that's too earthly minded. You know, I don't know. That other problem doesn't seem to be turning up too often anymore.
Right. No, I get that, but that's that old saying, you know. And but because sometimes people can be,
well,
you know, like in the I think what happened in the 70s after the Jesus movement that went on, everybody got so spiritual, everything was so spiritual, you know. It's like, wait a minute, you know, now we're just kind of like going through the motions just to show. I mean, we might well be like the Pharisees and, you know, make sure everybody sees our prayer cloth and our phylacteries hanging, you know, overwhelming our you know, our foreheads and all that kind of deal, because it was all for show. And, you know, and we go through that process, and I'm sure God shakes his head and says, oh, those knuckleheads, they still, you know, tries, but he still loves us in spite of our craziness, you know. He still loves us and is for us, and the Holy Spirit is here to kind of get us through that situation and say, okay, look at, let's make sense out of this. You know, let's make sure that the glory is going to God, and, you know, let's correct yourselves before you wreck yourselves, right?
Yeah, and I really believe it's time to stand. I mean, this is the one message I've just been ringing in my ear. You know, we've been complacent, we've been sitting, we haven't been standing. And it's when you stand for something. You know, we see what's happening to college campuses, and though we despise it, at least they're standing for what they believe, are we? And I think that's the key. You know, sometimes we cowl down in you know, just quietness and fear, because we don't want the hassle. Well, you know what? Listen, when you signed up for Jesus, you signed up for hassle.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
He said, they've hated me, they're going to hate you. Don't get this idea that, you know, it was all kind of like God loves you, has a wonderful plan for your life, and everything's going to be smooth and easy. You know, that's not the case. You know, Jesus himself said, you know, hey, you know, foxes have holes, you know, the birds of the air have a nest, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. Does that sound like your life?
Yeah,
if not,
exactly.
Maybe you need to modify a couple of things.
Right. Well, hey, they killed me. Chances are, what do you think? And they've done this historically through the prophets, you know, and murder happens in all forms and fashion. You know, this is what takes place. And right now, I mean, particularly people of faith, I mean, there is a full press movement against, you know, people of faith and universities. Look what happened to Liberty. Look what happened to what was it? Oh gosh, what was the other? You know, they're fined what, $37 million? $37 million. They're fined.
Grand Canyon College.
Yeah, Grand Canyon. That's right. In Phoenix, in Arizona. You know, so the government is so hostile, and I know, you know, some people go, well, wait a minute, I thought we had a Catholic in the Oval Office. And I said, well, you know, they say Joe Biden is a practicing Catholic. And with all due respect, I say he needs more practice. You know, I cringe each time because I was raised Catholic.
Listen, the guy is lost as a deuce in a hailstorm.
Right.
This guy is not a Christian. This guy is not a Catholic. This guy is, you know, is something other than those two things for sure.
Right. Well, and the thing is, but he adds to the delusion. That's the shame of it all.
Absolutely.
Bill.
Absolutely.
That's the problem we have, and we're delusional right now. I mean, to where our kids, you know, parents are paying 60, 80, maybe 90,000 plus a year to these universities, and their kids are out of the classroom, and you know, they're rioting over something that they don't understand, that they've been indoctrinated by these you know, professors who come from overseas, you know, that are part and parcel of the problem. Like you said, you know, it's the old axiom that's been pretty consistent. Just follow the money, right?
Yeah, that always works that way, doesn't it?
Yep, without a doubt. Again, I'm going to give you 30 seconds here to wrap it up. The book, it's Midnight in America, available at all the usual places, right?
Oh, yeah, all the platforms. Amazon's your easiest one. Go there, click, and have it the next day.
And the big takeaway, 20 seconds left. What are they going to draw from your book?
They're going to get hope and courage in a time of trying men's souls.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. He is the president and founder of American Faith, senior pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. Phil Hotzenpiller, and author of It's Midnight in America.
Douglas.
I'm Phil Hotzenfeller, the pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. I have a new book out with Charisma Publishing. The title, It's Midnight in America. You know the church is asleep and slumbering in the night. We're on the doorstep of the return of Christ. Every day we see more and more signs of His return. But are you ready? My new book, It's Midnight in America, will answer the most pressing questions about biblical prophecy, the last days. The book will help you connect biblical prophecies with current events, diminish fear, find hope, and develop an unshakable faith for the days ahead. The book is available on Amazon. Get your copy today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump's criminal hush money trial resumes Tuesday in New York City. Trump charged with 34 felony counts of falsifying business records in order to hide hush money payments. Those payments were allegedly to keep potentially damaging stories from going public in the run-up to the 2016 election. USA News Update. Top Republican Senator Mitch McConnell says the abortion issue will be sorted out by the states. Speaking to NBC's Meet the Press Sunday, the Senate minority leader said Democrats are making an issue of abortion in order to attract more votes this election year, and that's all.
I don't think we'll get 60 votes in the Senate for any kind of national legislation. I think it's a practical matter. It's going to be sorted out at the state level.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Right here, right now. Martinez.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. As always, great to have you along with us for the ride. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Well, we've got America's Money Answers Man. You got questions? He's got answers for you. Jordan Gooden. Jordan, welcome. Good to have you with us, sir.
Great to be with you, Bill.
Well, Middle East is firing up. Boy, this thing could really explode into something that, you know, I guess all those that think they know better. You know, the one thing about war, you just can't control it, but somehow they think in their own mind's eye they might be able to and limit the damage. But, you know, with the recent events,
that way.
Iran becoming so overt and saying, well, the heck with the right. proxies, we'll just do it ourselves, right?
Yeah, and so they shot 300 and whatever missiles and drones, and they pretty much shot them all down, but they could do more next time. Israel was very restrained in its response, although it was interesting. The missiles that they sent back to Iran evaded the entire Iranian air defense system and got through anyway. So that showed their capabilities.
Exactly. That's quite shocking. Plus, I thought they were tactical in targeting some of the areas in Syria. So the asset areas that Iran was using to send missiles and that Israel said, hey, what the heck, we'll get them in the party too, right?
Exactly. So when Israel responded, oil immediately jumped up to about $90 a barrel from 83 or so. Israel responds and Iran responds and we get into a regional war. And then, of course, the real concern is if Iran cuts off the Strait of Hormuz And we send the Fifth Fleet there. We have a naval battle in the middle of all these oil tankers. That's not a good scenario.
Exactly. Yeah.
And oil is going up to $150 a barrel at that point. Because all the oil from Saudi Arabia, to Iraq that would be blocked would really cause a tremendous, it would cause a worldwide recession, if not worse, to have oil prices go up that quickly. So the Biden administration has not really stopped this from happening.
Exactly. And how long would it take the administration to come to some solution here? I mean, this isn't anything like all of a sudden they flip a switch and then 2 weeks later we're back to affordable gasoline because we're drawing it out of our own fields, right?
Well, we've depleted our strategic preserve for exactly this kind of purpose. It's down by more than half. So
exactly,
that was supposed to get us through an embargo or some kind of a disruption of oil supply. I mean, we are pumping a good amount of oil, but we could be pumping a lot more and make ourselves much more energy independent than we've been doing. And so all these shenanigans in the Middle East just make us, and Europe even more so, very vulnerable to an economic catastrophe if this war widens. At the moment it hasn't, but at any moment it could.
Yeah, this is amazing. See, this is what happens when you have such a feckless commander-in-chief. A commander-in-chief or a chief executive officer of the nation would be so forward-thinking that these moves, preemptive moves, would already be underway to where the interests of America would be protected. But it's just, this administration, it doesn't seem to be the case. It's almost like this administration wants the American people to feel the pain even more. So that somehow it'll exacerbate, move us away from fossil fuels. Go ahead. They're responding?
They're responding. They're not taking the initiative. You know, Iran does something and Israel does something. We're trying to convince them to do something different. We're not in control of the situation, which we really should be since we have the great military power to do this. But Iran's doing things on its own. They're answering to Russia and China. That's who Iran listens to, not whatever we have to say.
Right, exactly.
And they've got different intentions. And Hamas, I mean, Hamas is being wiped out, but they're winning the war anyway, not only directly, in other words, drawing Israel into a wider war, but look at what's happened to American campuses and tremendous protests and division. They're closing down Harvard Yard and Yale and Columbia and Berkeley and all these places, and have the Republicans fighting each other over funding Israel. Hamas has lit the flame to unleash all of this hatred and this anti-Semitism around the world.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're reaping what we've sown, Jordan.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, open borders, you know, you think, oh, kumbaya, everybody going to come here and play nice and all that sort of thing. And, I mean, why are people surprised? And of course, it's election season. So election season opens the door for all possibilities, right?
Well, you're seeing that. Yeah. And, I mean, I've been hearing a lot of external people are getting in to Columbia and so on. They're trying to rile it up and make the rush. I mean, we have graduations coming up soon. They might not have graduations of Harvard, Yale, Columbia, and Berkeley because there's tents and rioters and people in the where they would normally have a graduation. It's really upsetting. And this all was sparked by Hamas's atrocities back on October 7th. It's gotten much wider than that now.
Right, exactly. And this is all brought to you by these outsiders that didn't pay $60,000 a year last year to go to these universities.
Exactly.
They're just there rebel-rousing and destroying, a graduation, destroying, you know, because here we are, we're in the final week of classes. All that's being turned on its head, sadly. And, you know, meanwhile, you know, parents, kids, you know, going into debt, have paid for all this, and and you question, okay, where's the leadership in this? You know, Joe Biden's leadership is feckless, it's weak. He was mealy mouthed. He's not helping, and the university leadership. Back in the 80s, at least you had Ronald Reagan saying, look, there's certain things that are tolerable. You know, peaceful protests are tolerable, but you got to know the difference between a peaceful protest and a not so peaceful protest. But the liberals, they're confused right now. They have no clue.
Well, I mean, the Columbia campus, they put their tents all over the place. Police came in, cleaned them out. They went right back and did their tents all over again. And I don't think they're going to leave easily. And this is really, I mean, this is there are riots going on, like at Yale and Harvard and these other places. And this is just And this is warming up for the summer when we get the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. I think you could have riots similar to 1968 over the Palestinian question.
Right.
So it's tearing the Democratic Party apart as well the Republican Party for different reasons.
Right, exactly. Well, it's not uniting anybody. That, well, it's uniting their side, I guess, but as far as overall in the country, but this is where, you know, there needs to be some serious soul searching of this country. It's like, okay, do we have a democratic republic? Are you surrendering it? You're letting it go to a small minority of loudmouths and malcontents? Or are we going to reclaim this democratic republic for the good of all concerned? And I'm not talking the Republican Party. I'm talking Democratic Party. I could care less. What I care about is America. I care about the country in large. That's what I'm defending, and that's what I'm fighting for, not a political interest.
And this is just tearing us apart.
Of course it is.
It's tearing apart the parties individually, even within the Jewish community. It's torn apart.
Yes.
There's some Jews that, you know, are sent by Israel. Some Jews, you know, liberal Jews don't like what Israel's doing in Gaza. So it's torn everybody apart in all kinds of different ways. I saw the movie Civil War recently, Bill. I don't know if you've seen that.
Right.
But that kind of shows the extremes when the country kind of turns against itself. It can get pretty violent. I hope we don't go there, but that was like a warning sign of how things could go if the polarization continues.
Mm-hmm. It's plausible, isn't it, though, Jordan?
I guess so. It's hard to imagine, but that movie kind of showed how it could actually happen where, you know, we're literally shooting each other, like just like the Civil War in the 1860s.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, the deal is, see, all this is bask in deception. We don't know the truth, okay? If we knew the truth, it'd be a different story. You know, whether you decide to, you know, fund these nations, you know, with this latest bill, what, $95, $96 billion, you know, Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and other interests. You know, if you knew the whole truth and nothing but, it might be a little bit different. But here it is. It's like it fits a pattern that our country has gotten locked into. And it's a pattern that, President Eisenhower warned us about that was going to emanate from the military-industrial complex. And that's what's happening. And look what's happening. We haven't won a war. We've been into regime change. And now what's happening here in America is that it's come, you know, as Jeremiah Wright would say, the chickens have come home to roost. And here we are, you know, we've been affected by a coup and a regime change brought to you by your own weaponized government. Got to leave it there, Jordan. That's just my humble opinion, I know. Hey, where can they go for more information?
They can always email me, jordan@moneyanswers.com. Glad to take emails.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers. Through CPR education and access to AEDs, nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Yeah! Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Good to have you with us. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Gary Schneeberger from Focus on the Family should be joining us in just a moment. We're going to be talking about this latest report that the proof is clear. It's clear, and it's dangerous, that smartphones are harming our kids. It is a double-edged sword. We've known this for a long time. As buyer beware, what could happen? Because all of a sudden you're putting all this information. I mean, it's a powerful instrument, these smartphones. You know, the information that is available, you know, from the World Wide Web, that also accesses not only the minds of our children, but you've got a lot of evil people out there that are happy to take advantage of our kids, and you don't want to hear the nightmares. You don't want to hear the stories, the horrific stories that are taking place, and how our kids are, in some cases, being kidnapped, physically. In some cases, you might even say they're being kidnapped. Their minds are being kidnapped because of the information that's put out there. Because even though you may have restraints on it, there's other parents that may not be as vigilant as you. But the fact of the matter is these smartphones are harming our kids. And, of course, last week with the bill that passed regarding TikTok, we've known that's a danger. Although the president who is running for office is utilizing TikTok. And the reason he's utilizing TikTok is there's something like, 50 million users that work in that space. And so the government may come in and regulate and say, okay, you can't have it, when they're not even supposed to be on government phones. But look at this is how pervasive and how damaging smartphones have become in this information age. It's like, okay, so you have this information age that takes place. You've got an incredible amount of liberty and access as a result of this information age, data and all that's flying around, artificial intelligence and bots and everything. I mean, it's like danger is lurking at every turn. But you see, if you're not self-responsible and you're not self-regulating, you are going to put yourself in a position that you're going to regret. And this is what the research is telling us. So you say, what can parents do? Well, first of all, be a parent. I know it's difficult. And especially when you have you know, a young child that has gotten their way. But, you know, this is part of the problem where we are right now in our society, is we've raised an entitled generation with little restraint. You know, we thought, okay, you know, maybe we thought our kids were smarter than us. I don't know. But the fact of the matter is that they need more supervision. And I'm convinced that kids, especially in these teen years, require more supervision than when they were babies. Because here it is. They're out there making their initial steps into the world. You know, more freedom. And, of course, you know, you start getting those teen years, and guess what? You know, before you know it, they're driving. Well, that expands their universe. So here it is. Even before they drive, we've expanded their universe and what's available by putting in their hands these powerful instruments, these smartphones, you know, that say where they are, what they're doing, who they're connecting with, what their interests may be. Who knows, maybe they might have just a curious interest into something that they wouldn't necessarily do in front of you, but look at, you know, this sounds interesting, it's intriguing, and they hit the wrong button, next thing you know, they're captured. And by captured, I'm talking about their minds are being captured by people that are not looking out for the best interests of our children. So, you know, I guess the theme of the day has been, even with, you know, Phil Hotzenpiller, is that when we were talking with him earlier, is we got to get back to what standard? What is the North Star? What is this all about? You know, what are we doing? You know, why do we even have kids? Why do we have a family? Why are we married? You know, all these, you know, foundational questions that somehow have evaporated. And they mean so less. I mean, it's like, look what's happening in college campuses. All this craziness. I mean, what happened? Why do kids go to school? Why do they want to go to these prestigious universities in hope of, you know, having a better job and a better opportunity? But now they're being indoctrinated and dumbed down in such a way that, you know, I think that businesses in the future are going to be hard pressed to find a quality individual. It's almost like you're going to get somebody who has graduated from these elite universities, and they almost have to go through some sort of indoctrination, some deprogramming, to say, wait, no. Now, what that professor told you, they didn't know. They don't understand the cap, you know, the free market system. You know, that's not the way it works. And it's almost like you have to bring them all together in a room and say, all right, we are going to deprogram you, in a sense, and we're going to tell you what the real world really is all about, so that you can be successful, and that all your hard work and efforts will be rewarded appropriately. And this idea of, you know, diversity, equity and inclusion, DEI, which is DIE, we've been saying, die, it needs to die. It doesn't work in a free market system. It just promotes mediocrity, and that's really what we're dealing with. Gary Schneeberger joins us now. He is focused on the family's assistant to the president for media relations. Good morning, Gary. How are you?
I am well. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thanks for coming on. I was doing a big lead-up and intro regarding the danger of smartphones. You know, last week Congress said, hey, look, we got to get TikTok out of there because they realized how dangerous it is. And I remind people that TikTok's version here in the United States is different than the TikTok version in China, right?
For sure, yeah. I mean, it's everything is different in China than it is here in the U.S. Right. So, yeah, there are some dangers there for sure, and not just in terms of content, but in terms of the way it can pull you away from intimate relationships.
Well, and it compromises. I mean, you know, people are spending, I don't know, these kids are spending, what, 50 hours at least at minimum, you know, on their smartphones. That's a huge investment of time when you think about it, of what alternatives you know, could you invest that amount of time in that would serve your existence, I would think, you know, much better than, you know, a random swipe and search of all kinds of prurient interest, you know, that come by way of your mobile phone.
I mean, you're sacrificing deeper knowledge, deeper relationship, just... I think deeper happiness and joy in your life by just looking for laughs, right?
Right.
I mean, that tends to be the thing everybody wants to do. I know many adults, people as old as me, older than me, who do the same thing, who are on TikTok and constantly swiping and going. And that's one of the reasons that our plugged-in team wrote their book, The Screen Savvy Family, to help families figure out, put some guardrails on this on this train that's going to go off the tracks.
Right. Well, I know, look, we all get caught in it, and I know at times, whenever I find myself captured by it, I'm upset with myself for wasting that. I don't have time to waste, but it's easy to get captured and get caught into these, into some of these things, and, and I look at it, okay, did this add or take away, from my day? And so you have to exercise some self-responsibility and guardrails. You know, I don't know if I ever shared the story of Zane Asher with you, Gary. She's a CNN international anchor, sharp lady. Her mother was a single mom. Dad died in a car accident. And the mom had, I believe, just a philosophy that's so appropriate. And anytime I get a chance to share it, I remind people of it. And what the mom told the kids, as a single mom, she had to kind of, get over the grief of losing her husband. And she raised four children as a single mom. And all four children are extremely successful. One was nominated for an Oscar, two other in business, doing very, very well. But what she told the kids was, you look at your day and it's cut into 3 8-hour segments. 1 8-hour is sleep, so that's determined. You can't do anything about that, just sleep, all right? The other 8 hours is your school. So you gotta be faithful to what you're doing there. So those 2 8-hour segments, already they're baked in the cake here, right? So that is the last 8 hours is optional. And those last 8 hours is what will determine your future.
Yeah.
What you invest in that last 8 hours. When she shared that with me, I thought, whoa, wow, is that powerful wisdom there coming from a single mom who loved her kids? And I share that with you, with our audience, to share with their children and understand this is why that 8 hours is so precious, because that will determine their destiny and their future. Put into that 8 hours, right?
Oh, absolutely, and it's interesting, and I hate to talk for a third week in a row on your show about Unsung Hero, but one of the things that struck me about that movie, Life for King and Country, is when the family had nothing and they had to sleep on mattresses made of clothes, they found ways to have fun together. Now, this was in the 90s, pre-cell phone era,
but they
found ways to not just play games and goof off, they found ways to spend time together, and that's what families need to do today.
Exactly. Well, again, we're seeing the research, and it's pretty clear, right, that smartphones are not helping our kids. Our smartphones are really dumbing our kids down, I guess, bottom line, right?
Absolutely. If there's a misnomer in this world, it's smartphones, because they do not lead to smart people many times.
Well, here they are. How long have they been around? And look at our society. We continue to decline in educational rankings around the world. Our kids are more depressed. Suicide rate is going on. And I would dare say that these kids that have all committed suicide have been attached to a smartphone in some form or fashion, right? Just saying. Gary Schneeberger from Focus on the Family. Thank you, Gary.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone?